The law will establish a new special prosecutor and inspector general with more than 400 staff to oversee six state agencies and their contractors. It will establish a single point for reporting and screening abuse allegations for those in residential care and day programs. The agency will have a hotline, statewide incident database, and a list of employees banned from working with the disabled because of abusive behavior. Michael Carey, whose autistic son Jonathan died in state care, cautions the agency will perpetuate abuse and cover-ups because the law does not create true independent oversight of the system.
The governor's negating the fact that innocent, disabled, vulnerable children and adults in massive numbers are being harmed on a daily basis, and it's being protected and shielded and covered up, and for the most part, by state agencies that are directly under his authority.
Carey brands the new legislation a fraudulent bill.
It fails to provide an environment for the disabled in New York State free from abuse and neglect.
Carey says he is speaking out because of the massacre in Connecticut. He believes the governor chooses to bask in the media glow from gun control and Hurricane Sandy rather than responsibly address people with special needs.
He's taking certain things to use towards political advantage. That's what he's doing.
The governor's office did not return calls for comment. Michael Carey believes that New York State profits from putting disabled people in out-of-home care.
We were putting our son into OD. Heck, my God, they were billing over the time somewhere between $3,500 and $3,800 per day for Jonathan being there. And they were shifting most of the money that was supposed to be for Jonathan's care and being billed Medicaid for Jonathan's care into the budget, and still not even providing safe care for all the others that they were billing for.
Carey recommends reform for the entire system, including mandatory certification for people employed as caregivers. In a related matter, the New York State Comptroller's Office has released another in a series of audits uncovering serious problems and potential for fraud within the state's preschool special education program, especially in funding oversight. Mark Johnson is spokesman for Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli.
The audit released today found that the state education department has not conducted any on-site audits of special education providers since 2007 and has no process to routinely review the hundreds of millions of dollars charged by these private providers annually. Now, Comptroller DiNapoli's office has uncovered widespread fraud and abuse by some contractors providing services to children with physical learning and developmental disabilities, and this abuse has occurred largely because of lax oversight by the state education department.
Auditors have found numerous irregularities and instances of contractors who have cheated the system by using taxpayer funds to hire relatives at excessive salaries and to pay for personal expenses such as vacation homes, home entertainment centers, and landscaping. In November, the state education department imposed a moratorium on approving new preschool special education programs or allowing existing ones to expand while it overhauls its vetting process. School advocacy groups argue the moratorium keeps children from getting the services they need. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.